Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
And they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broke in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountain, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? This little story has one great truth in it that can change your life. If you will grasp it and understand it, I'd like to share that with you today. You may be seated. I'm preaching on the domino effect of praise. The domino effect of praise. A domino effect, or chain reaction, is the cumulative effect produced when one event sets off a chain of similar events. The term is best known as a mechanical effect and is used as an analogy to a falling row of dominoes. You've seen it on television where they'll put dominoes for 50 feet, 100 feet, hundreds of feet, and they've got them set where they just tip one domino and it just runs through all kinds of courses until they're all affected by it. Things yet unseen are set in motion when one enters into praise. Praise is something that has been abandoned by many denominational churches, but it's something that is inclusive in the Word of God time and time again. My favorite subjects to preach on are faith, because the Bible said above all, take the shield of faith, and because praise is directed to everybody. Praise is the alpha. It is the beginning. It's the first of man's relationship with God. The word Judah in the Bible means praise. When you talk about the tribe of Judah, you're saying the tribe of praise. The tribe of Judah was also the most dominant of the 12 tribes of Israel. And I'm here to assure you that praise today still has the ability to dominate everything in your life. If you will learn to praise God in good times and in bad, if you learn to praise God first before you do anything else, you can become the dominant influence of your family, your school, your neighborhood, or wherever you are. The tribe of Judah, when they encamped around the tabernacle, Judah was always closest to the gate. Judah was always selected to lead the entire army of Israel in battle. They would always be in front, which indicates us to all that man can do. Praise is the predominant factor. It ought to be first in our life. Praise brings us closer to God. Praise leads us into victory. Praise is the only interaction with God that requires absolutely no qualification. Everything else in the kingdom of God, you must be qualified. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. You must be prepared and qualified even before you can pray. There are people that live a life away from God, and they have the mistaken idea that anytime they want to, they can pray, and God is obligated to hear their prayer. But the Word of God tells us quite differently in John 9:31. There has to be a qualification if you're going to have your prayers answered. Now we know, the Bible said, that God heareth not sinners. That's what the Bible said, that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. We have to be qualified to pray. We have to be qualified to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. We have to be qualified to heal the sick. We have to be qualified to cast out devils. There's a story where unqualified people tried to cast out devils and it did not turn out well. The demons jumped on them and they fled in total defeat. We have to be qualified for any number of things involved in the kingdom of God. The one exception to that is praise. Anyone and everyone is qualified to be a praiser. It's not only tolerated, but actually called by God Himself to become a praiser. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150:6 declares, He invites everybody, regardless of who you are, where you are, what your background is, what your lineage is, where you came from, what you're going through, God invites you to be a praiser. There is no small print to this contract of praise. There is no disclaimer in this contract of praise. The tribe of Judah, the praisers, are always first. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, he says, but then he tells us who? All ye lands. That means if you live in America, if you live in Mexico, if you're in Iran, if you're in China, it doesn't matter where you are. He said, all ye lands, praise the Lord. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Who? All ye lands. Where? The gates and the courts. That's not the inner sanctum of God. That's not the holy of holies. That's not the people that have washed in the lather, in the laver, and have come up clean. That's the people that are just coming through the gates. They're just getting there with all of their problems, their woes hanging on them. He said, when you come to the gates and when you come to the courts, be thankful, bless his name, enter his courts with praise. The beginning, the start, the periphery, it all begins with praise. Here is a demonic that is totally unhelpable. Nobody can help him. Everybody's tried to help him. They've tried to help him with counseling. It has failed. They've tried to help him with incarceration. It has failed. They've tried to chain him. It has failed. They've tried to provide for him. It has failed. Now he lives in the graveyard among the tombs. They're afraid to use that road because he is so dangerous. He'll come out and attack the people. He is totally and hopelessly demon-possessed. He seems to be beyond the reach of man and perhaps beyond the reach of God. But before that, let's talk about another story. Let's talk about the woman of the well. Most of you are familiar with that story. Here's a woman that has had 5 husbands. Now she's living with a man that is not her husband. Let's say it plainly. She is a serial adulterer. And so when Jesus begins to talk to her, what does he discuss first and foremost? He begins to talk to her and say, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall worship neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem. Worship the Father. Ye worship, you know not what? We know what we worship for salvation is the Jews. For the hour cometh and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. This serial adulterer has made no amends in her life. She's made no attempt to get her life in order, but Jesus indicates it's all right for her to worship. The indication is it's the starting point. It's the genesis. Why? Praise of the true God, regardless of the position or condition of the praiser, invites God into your life to empower you to overcome whatever adversity you are facing. But thou art holy, he said in Psalm 22:3, O thou inhabitest the praise of Israel. What does the Bible tells us? It tells us you do not have to come with holy hands. The Bible teaches us if we're going to pray, come with holy hands. The Bible teaches that we must be consecrated for certain adventures in the Lord, but not praise. He said, if you are a serial adulterer and you simply can't help yourself, how many people know that the Apostle Paul is not alone when he said, when I would do good, evil is present. Drug addicts don't want to be addicted. Alcoholics do not want to be addicted. Those people that are possessed with lust do not want to be overrun with lust. It is something beyond their control. So it was with this serial adulterer, the woman at the well. Jesus knew she could not change her way by herself. And the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, none of us can save ourselves. None of us can break our bad habits. None of us can improve our own stature. We've got to have some help, and that help cannot come from men, because the men that are trying to help us many times are just as limited as we are. It's the blind leading the blind. And so Jesus gives us the secret in this story, and that is, if you will begin to praise me, regardless of your sin, regardless of your failure, regardless of your falling down, I will inhabit your praise. And when God gets involved in something, it succeeds every time. You say, I don't like who I am. I invite you to become a praiser, and you won't remain who you are. You will become what he wants you to be. In the churches that I was raised at, they forbid certain people to praise God. They would not allow you to praise God if you were not dressed to what they call their standard. If you had certain habits of smoking or drinking, you were ever precluded from praising God. And we thought it was great to have a standard that people had to measure up to. But I hear the word of God saying, you can't raise a standard. When the devil comes in like a flood, I, God, will be the one that raises a standard. Man cannot set a standard that will save himself. You have to have God's Holy Spirit. It's not the might of your nature. It's not the strength of your will. But it is by my power, by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want the Spirit of God in your life, let me tell you, it begins with one thing, and that is recognizing that God is a true God, and he is worthy of your worship. He is a magnificent and mighty God. Holy, 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 the song said today, and God is all of that. He's not limited in power. He's not limited in ability. He is not limited in desire. He will be your help in the time of need. He will be your strong comforter when you are at your weakest. And so no matter where you are, he's still God. No matter what your circumstance is, no matter how you have fallen or failed, he is still worthy of your praise. And so when you see yourself at your worst, praise God at his best, because God is able to come in and bring a standard in your life that whatever the flood of emotion, whatever the flood of lust, whatever the flood of problem is, God will raise a standard against him. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. The transformation of this woman began with worship. She didn't go to seminary. She didn't go to Bible school. She never got credentials. But within just an hour or two, she went from a serial adulterer to an evangelist and went through the city telling them, there is a man that told me all that I did, and he has changed my life forever. I have that well of springing water. What happened? It all began when I began to praise the Lord. Can I counsel somebody from this pulpit today? If you've got a sin in your life that is a chain, just start praising God anyway. If you know you're not worthy, just keep praising God anyway. If you want to but you can't, start praising God anyway. If you failed your wife, your husband, your children, your friends, your family, and most of all yourself, don't give up. Put a praise on your lips. Put a smile on your face. Put a glory in your voice. Put a dance in your step. Put your hands together and say, I ain't much, but I can do this. I can praise ye the Lord. Every transformation begins with worship. Back to the star of the show. Back to the man that I started talking about, the demonic of Gadara. This demon-possessed man in the Gadarenes, he was helpless. He was helpless. They had tried everything they can, and they finally just gave up on him. They avoided him. Society will do what they can to help you, but after a while, they'll just give up on you. If you drink too much and you drink too long, after a while, you're going to drink alone. If you take too much drugs, after a while, you'll shoot up by yourself. If you have enough failed marriages, after a while, nobody will marry you. After a while, you'll be all alone. Here was a man spending a lonely life, a failure in a cemetery, and everybody had given up on him. But along came Jesus. Oh, friend, aren't you glad that in the moment of your despair, one day along came Jesus Christ? When Jesus Christ stepped out of that boat, that man knew he was. He knew who he was. He knew he was a demonic. He knew he was demon-possessed. He knew he was hopeless and helpless. He knew that society had cast him away. He was a throwaway person. He knew that. But when he saw Jesus Christ coming out of that boat, the same thing that happened to him happened to Isaiah hundreds of years before, when I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can see Jesus for who he is, I promise you, regardless of your limitation, you can't help but praise him. When I see him high and lifted up and his train fills the temple, I say, holy, 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 he's a God worthy of my praise. He made me in his image. When I couldn't help myself, he left the 99 and came looking for me. Whenever everybody said, cast him away, he drew me closer. What a mighty God. He said, come to me and I will in no wise cast you out. It doesn't matter what your problem is. He said, I won't throw you away. I won't disregard you. I won't disrespect you. I won't negate you. He said, no matter what it is, cast all your cares on me. If you're in this building today and you got a problem you can't resolve, can I tell you, this is the secret. It begins with worshiping and praising Jesus Christ as the omnipotent God. He is the Savior, the mighty God, the helper in the time of need. He's the trouble fixer. He's the bridge over troubled water. He's the mighty God. He's in this building right now. I would hope that there's nobody here that's steeped in as much problem as the demonic of Gadara. But I can assure you, across this congregation of hundreds, there are some people that's got some problems that they just can't solve, and they don't know where to start. Let me tell you, there's a reason why Jesus is called the Alpha. He is the starting point. He is the origination. He is the Genesis. You said, what can I do? Whisper his name on the back row. Shout his name on the third row. Give him a hand clap on the 17th row. Give him a shout on the 14th row. Let everybody know, I'm not much, but I know this much. I can praise the Lord. And when I praise the Lord, things happen. This hopeless, helpless, demonic took one look at Jesus. He didn't repent. He didn't make amends. He didn't say, I'll never do it again. He didn't make a lot of promises that he was not capable of keeping. The Bible said that he fell down and worshiped Jesus Christ. Shame on the church that says you're not worthy to praise him because you've got a drug habit or an alcohol problem, or you two are a serial adulterer. What we are doing, we're saying you're sick, but we will withhold the remedy. We'll keep the medicine back. You can't have this medicine until you deserve it. You can't have this medicine until you get well. You can't have this medicine until you get clean. You can't have the hyssop of God's grace until you are perfect. Shame on the church. The church of the living God is nothing more or less but an administer of God's power and God's grace. And Jesus said, whosoever will, he does not qualify you. Whoever you are, he said, it's time for you to come into the courts and into the gates. You might not be prepared. You might not have the right garment, but just step one foot inside the gate. And when you do, say hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Before you ever get to the holies of holies, something is going to happen to you. Ladies and gentlemen, can I ask you to quit focusing on your problem and put your attention on the King of Kings? the one that made you, the Lord of Lords, the God that's got power over sin, the God that's got power over addiction, the God that's got power over poverty, the God that's got power over pain. He's in this building today, and somebody can worship their way out of a hospital bed, out of a diagnosis of dire. They can worship their way out of poverty. They can worship their way out of addiction today if they would just understand that he said, I inhabit the praise of my people. And once God gets on the inside of you, everything else has to leave. Oh, hallelujah. All he did was worship. He didn't pay tithes. He didn't join the church. He didn't shake Jerome's hand. All he did was worship. And then it goes like this. He was clothed. Friend, when you begin to worship the Lord, I can promise you there's a reason why it's in this order. Put off the spirit of heaviness and put on the garment of praise. When you begin to worship the Lord, God will see that you are clothed not in the works of your righteousness that you should boast, but you are covered in the works of Jesus Christ. You're covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let me explain to you, that demon that wants to live in you, once God draws his garment and sets it on you and it comes and settles on your shoulder and flows to your loins and your feet, you can hear a muffled voice saying, I can't breathe in here. I can't breathe in here. That's old demon spirit. It's literally being choked out. Friend, there's lots of ways to deal with the devil, but the best way is to choke him. Choke him with God's love. Choke him with God's joy. Choke him with God's spirit. Choke him with God's praise until he said, I can't stand it. I got to get out of here. The Bible said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. The greatest way to resist the devil is praise Jesus. Everything, acknowledge every good thing in you in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise him. What a creator. What a sunrise you made this morning. What a sunset. What a creator. Look at us. What are we that we are mind, that God is mindful of us? We are the handiworks of his fingers. Every meadow has God's laundromat. Every bird song has God's copyright. He is God and he is man in Christ. Touched with the feeling of your infirmity. So much God that he could weep at Lazarus. That's so much man that he could weep at Lazarus' grave, but so much God he would say, come forth, and Lazarus would come bursting out of that grave. So much man that he could get tired on that boat, but when the storms rose, he could step out to the top of that boat and say, peace be still, and the waves were laid down like a puppy dog at his feet. That's the one that is worthy of praise. He's your Savior. He's your mighty God. He's the keeper of your secrets. He is the remitter of your sin. He is the provider of your need. And he's in this building today. He just needs to hear you say hallelujah. He just needs to hear you say thank you, Jesus. He just needs a hand clap. He just needs a bass. He just needs a praise. He will inhabit that praise. And when he does, something from the inside out will happen to you that's never happened before. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody's getting healed right now. Somebody's getting healed right now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is given forgiven right now. I can hear the chains falling. I can hear the chains falling. Somebody's getting delivered right now. Right now. Right now. You're free like you ain't never been free. Ain't never going to have to do that again. You say, Pastor, I just can't quit. Not as long as you have an appetite. But God is taking somebody's appetite for poison out of them right now. I can feel it in the Holy Ghost. All you need to do is what the demonic did. It didn't take a 10-hour Bible study It just took him moments to begin to worship God. And when he did, all the failure of man was displayed and all the victory of God was put on parade. God can do one more in 1 second when a man praises God than 100 psychiatrists can do in 6 months of training. He can do more than the greatest penal institution and prison in the world. He can do more than the whole university can do about giving you a degree. When you begin to praise God in 1 split second, your Creator becomes your Redeemer and your Deliverer, and it's gone, 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 gone. The thing you thought would never leave is not there. It's gone. And praise God, you can say, He whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I'm free, for the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Give the Lord a praise in this audience. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. All he did was worship, and he was clothed. And the next thing, the Bible said he was in his right mind. It matters what you think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And there's nothing like getting the mind of Christ. My problem is my mind makes mistakes, but the mind of Christ never misses the mark. When I can get the mind of Christ, I can hit a home run every time. When I get the mind of Christ, I can be victorious over every enemy. Every decision will reap fruit when I get the mind of Christ. Praise God. He said, Jesus, I'm so changed. I want to get out of the graveyard. Read the story. He said, I want to travel with you. Let me go with you, Jesus. Jesus said, oh no. He said, go home to thy friends. I'm taking you out of the cemetery and I'm sending you back home. And said, tell them what great things the Lord hath done. Oh, praise God. What was he not doing? He no more lived among the tombs. No more homelessness, no more chains, no more cutting himself, no more unclean spirit. 6,000, when Jesus asked him his name, he said, my name is Legion. Legion is the word for 6,000 soldiers. So when Jesus asked him his name, he said, I'm possessed with 6,000 demons. If 6,000 demons couldn't keep him from worshiping God, they were still there. They were still there. They hadn't come out. But God gives you this one power above everything. No matter how many tracks you got on your arm, no matter what the stench is of your breath, no matter what the terrible calamity of your past has been, God said, I reserve this right, though the devil comes in like a flood, though he comes and attacks you like he attacked Job. God said, I reserve this right, and that is every man can have the ability to praise God regardless of his circumstance. And that's the first domino. When that happens, everything else starts falling in place. Suddenly you're clothed. Suddenly you're in your right mind. Suddenly you're a family man. Suddenly you're back with your friends. Suddenly you're a citizen. Why? Because of the first domino. You praise Almighty God. 6,000 demons couldn't keep him from praising God. You say, but Pastor, I've got a bad habit. I've got this problem. You don't know my past. I know this. You don't have 6,000 demons. You might have 5,999, but you don't have 6,000. If 6,000 demons couldn't stop him from praising God, tell me again today why you can't praise God. Because you got bills? Because you got a car that won't run? Because you got a wife that's talking about leaving? Because you've got unruly children? Hey, I said he had 6,000 demons and he still was a worshiper. There is no reason in this building today why you can't come out of that pew praising God for who he is and what he is and how much he loves you and what he's done for you. All over this building, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. If you're in this room today and you got a problem you can't solve. Now if you could solve your problem, solve it. But if you got one you can't solve, I challenge you to put your two hands in the air, step out in the aisle, and just head toward this altar, saying things like, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. You're a mighty God. You're a soul savior. You're a deliverer. You're a provider.